We're really thankful to have you, brethren, and to really properly welcome you to the San Antonio Ecclesia. It seems only fitting that we would have Brother Freeman give our welcome address. So we'll go right to that at this time.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
As Brother Ed stated, we're happy to see your smiling faces and all of you here this morning. Had this been last week, I wouldn't be able to get up here. Brother Ed was going to do the whole thing. The San Antonio Ecclesia has appointed me to extend to you a very warm welcome. Your attendance is very much appreciated. We look forward to these 2 days here in convention where we will have fellowship together, where we will be able to comfort one another, where we'll be blessed with the opportunity to build one another up in the most holy faith. And these are the things that draws our hearts near to that grand climax of all our hopes. To hear the words of our Lord, well done, the grand climax of all our hope is to hear the words of our Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Well, dear ones, we hope in the days to come, when you think of the San Antonio Convention, you will say that this is the time when I made another fresh resolve that by the grace of God, I will be faithful to Him who has been so faithful to me. And I will have more and more trust and confidence in Him and His promises. In our theme text, we have the word mystery in the Colossians 2:2. In that word mystery, brethren, to you it has been given to know. The world of mankind, the billions that have been upon this earth, they can't get it. It's not the due time. We know eventually that they will be blessed with the eye to see and the ear to hear. But at this particular point, we should count it all blessing to out of the billions of people that have been on this earth. It's you that have been blessed to have the eye to see and the ear to hear. Our Lord, one of the apostles asked him, one of the disciples, why do you speak to them in parables? And he said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries. To them it has not. Many righteous men long to see what you see and to hear what you hear. But they cannot get it. It is not the due time. But we know eventually, dear brethren, that the knowledge of God will fill the whole earth. And that's what we pray for thy kingdom to come. But it cannot be accomplished until that top stone is in place. And we know eventually The Sun of Righteousness is going to arise with healing in his being, but that top stone has to be in place before this can happen. Why in Hebrews 10:25, and I didn't get my Bible, brother, yet. Our Lord, they talked about, that's okay. We talked about where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be also. We have more than two here this morning. But why is this made such an important matter? Why does the apostle lay such stress on it? Why should you and I be so careful about meeting with the children of God? Well, first answer to the question would be this. You and I should do this thing on the basis of faith, because the Lord says so. Even if we could not see one single benefit to be derived, even if we could not see one single advantage to be gained, the very fact that our Lord said it ought to settle the whole matter. No prophecy, we know in 2 Peter 1:20-21, no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men made moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Where God's people are, there God is. And where the church is, there the head of the church is. The Savior himself says, where two or three are met together in my name, there will I be, in Matthew 18:20. These are the words of our Lord. In meeting with the people of God, we will find grace and strength to prepare us for hard experiences that will come. I can relate. We want to meet with the people of God because these are the people we're going to spend eternity with. Well, dear brethren, it's such a blessing to meet with those of like precious faith. I can't say enough. The best therapy that I've had is to hear from all of my brethren. I was overwhelmed. But what a blessing. I've been having therapy. But this is the best therapy I could have. Physical, occupational. Yeah, I had to have it. I still have to have it. But meeting with those of like precious faith. What a blessing. Had this been last week, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But the Lord blessed me in this regard. And I'm so thankful. I lay awake at night. Not my will, but I wanted the Lord's will to be done. Well, I should stand here this morning. I didn't think I could stand. But I'm doing much better. And hopefully, when you leave this place again, that you will remember the San Antonio Convention. What a blessing to see each and every one of you here this morning. We haven't had this many for a very long time. I don't know whether Brother Ed addressed it or not, but how the lineup and all that's going to come.
We'll deal with that later.
We'll deal with it later, okay. But here again, I'm so thankful to be here in your midst this morning. What a blessing. Again, we love each and every one of you. And I thank you for your prayers. Brother Ed, I'm going to cut it short.